wonderful career in back of you, and I'm sure a few more years in front of you, Pee-wee. You can certainly go back and have a lot of great memories, can't you?
I certainly can, Lou, but about that few more years in front of me, I doubt that, seriously.
Well, I certainly hope that you certainly will be in the game as long as you want to. Pee-wee, I've noticed in this Coliseum that these rows will go some 72 rows up to the top of the Coliseum, and there is no upper deck to it. And I wondered if that had some possibility of not following the ball too well. I've noticed that in playing at certain ballparks that the ball comes off of that bat and you follow it in the crowd so far, and then it you lose it. Is that true in this particular instance?
It certainly is, Lou. Even coming off the bats and throwing balls on double play, it's pretty tough to pick that ball up because it comes directly out of the crowd, and it seems to be right on the level with you, and there's nothing over the top to kind of give you a little shade. And up the plate, the first day was the biggest problem. We had 78,000 people in here, and they were directly in back of the pitcher, and it gave us quite a bit of thought. We were thinking about blocking that part off out in center field. But since then, we've had 40, 45,000 people, and they don't use that section out there. So it's not too bad seeing up the plate right now.
Well, I would think that in your games and doubleheaders on Sundays, or when your ball club gets going in this good weather and gets working every day, that you perhaps will have that filled in center field. Does Mr. O'Malley or the Los Angeles organization plan to do anything about it?
Well, I heard a rumor about it, Lou, but you know that whenever they can get those fans in there, they'll just let it, as a rule, let the ball players take a chance on seeing the ball or not seeing. I hope that we do have an opportunity to discuss it, because I'd like to see 78 or 80, 90,000 people out here, and that means we'd be playing pretty good ball, not the way we're playing right now. And if we don't start playing a little bit better ball, we may not be worried about it all year.
Well, you will, I'm sure. You've got a better ball club than what you've proven the first week of the season. Pee-wee, how about your reception from the people of Los Angeles? Could you describe that to us in somewhat?
Well, I'll certainly try, Lou. We've made a couple of banquets since we've been here, and we had a huge parade. And I played ball in Brooklyn for 18 years, and I've never seen any more enthusiasm than they had when we first came here. And I just hope that it holds up, and if we start going bad, that they give up on us. Because, as you said, I think we have a good ball club, and I think we can show them the type of ball that they'd like to see. But the spirit and enthusiasm of the fans, I just hope it can be instilled into the players.
Well, I'm sure with the reception that you've received here in Los Angeles, plus coming to a new territory, has had some effect on your ball players in so far as perhaps over-hustling or perhaps pressing a little bit and trying to make a good showing here. Would you think that was true?
I think so, Lou. I think that some of the ball players thinking that the L.A. fans have never seen him play, and they want to prove what great ball players they are. And you know yourself, Lou, you played long enough. When you go out there and try to do a little extra sometimes, you tighten up and you don't play as well as you would if you just went out there and relaxed and tried to do the best you could.
That's true. I found that out in moving from one city to another or in front of home folks, that you try to do
makes
a little bit
tough.
Extra. Yes. And that little extra hustle may enable you to get out to another position and catching a fly ball where actually you shouldn't be, and consequently you miss the ball or make an error, and then a big inning is underway.
That's exactly what happened to us, Lou. We've had a couple of plays just that way, and I never thought of it the way that you got through putting it, but it is true.
Pee-wee, what about that pitching staff? Now, of course, as I look at your ball club, that's your mainstay. You've got some terrific pitchers, but at the present time, they aren't working regularly, or they have something wrong with them. Could you explain that to our fans?
Well, Don Drysdale, which was supposed to be our number one pitcher, he got to spring training a little late. And I think he got a little bit in back of the boys. And you know, Lou, he's a California boy. Now, he may be trying to show the California fans what a great pitcher he is, that since he left California, he may be trying a little bit too hard.
Cubs are on the air. Good evening, everybody. This is Jack Quinlan, along with Lou Boudreau, speaking to you from Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum, where tonight the Chicago Cubs battle the Los Angeles Dodgers. All Chicago Cub games during 1958 are presented over WGN Radio by Oak Park Federal Savings and the makers of Phillies cigars. Oak Park Federal Savings, representing an aggregate 1,062 years of solid business experience in the neighborly personalities which comprise its staff. And by Phillies Cigars, Miracle Mild Phillies men, a blend for every taste, a shape for every personality. They're the most effective pitcher for the Dodgers, not only since the season got underway last week, but during the entire spring training period. The four umpires are down here at home plate with the two managers, Walt Alston of the Dodgers and Bob Sheffield of the Cubs, going over the ground rules. And brother, There are some ground rules to be gone over in this ballpark. This is the first time that Lou or I had ever been inside this ballpark, and it is anything but a baseball stadium. We'll be talking about that later, but right now, ladies and gentlemen, from the Coliseum, our national anthem. On Thursday night, not tonight. I was thinking that the other night when he pitched, I knew he was 21. He'd be 22 on Thursday, and I got mixed up. I thought this was Thursday instead of Tuesday night, the 22nd. His birthday is the 24th of April. He'll be 22 years old two nights from now. This broadcast is authorized under broadcasting rights granted by the Chicago National League Ball Club and is solely for the entertainment of our listening audience. Any rebroadcast, publication, or other use of the descriptions and accounts of this game without the express written consent of the Chicago National League Ball Club is prohibited. Folks are still filing into the Coliseum. As you know, it seats 101,000 people for football. We're not going to have anywhere close to 101,000. We'll probably have closer to 20,000. Lou, it's pretty difficult to tell, to judge how many people there are in here right now because they are spread out all over. It's the same thing as, maybe when you get 25 or 30,000 at Soldier Field, because there's another 100,000-seat stadium. But this is really a strange-looking sight to be playing baseball in this Coliseum, which is known as the fall home of not only the UCLA Bruins and the Trojans of Southern California, but also the Rams of the National Football League. There are wires and screens all over the place. We are behind a big backstop. There is a tunnel at the... Well, what corner is this? This would be the southwest corner of the... West corner of the stadium. The Dodgers are just taking the field. There's a tunnel which the football teams and the players use, a ramp. They walk through this ramp and down a long tunnel to their locker rooms. And we are situated right underneath that tunnel with the press box on top of the tunnel. So we are looking out toward the northeast, and the short left field fence, which is 250 feet down the line, has a 42-foot high barrier. But I feel like a walleyed pike right now, Lou. I feel like I'm a fish because this is like broadcasting out of a fishnet.
There's no doubt about it, Jack. We've got close quarters.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see just what happens here when these two ball clubs start popping that ball. The Dodgers have played three games in this ballpark, and there have been 12 home runs hit. They lost two of the three games they played with the San Francisco Giants. This is WGN Radio, the Chicago Tribune station, serving the Middle West. Get all set. We are ready to play ball, and the Cubs are hoping to have a good night here tonight and also a good series against these Dodgers, because Brooklyn, as they were known last year, had a better record against the Cubs than any other team. They won 17 and lost only 5 against the Cubs. They had a 9-2 record at Ebbets Field and 8-3 at Wrigley Field. In 1956, the Dodgers had a 16-6 record against the Cubs. As a matter of fact, you look back, the Dodgers have won the season series from the Cubs for 7 consecutive years since the Cubs won the season series 12 games to 10 in 1950.